This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Live from Brand Journalist Studio A in Chicago, it's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. Authority Brands announced the purchase of WeedPro. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. With this acquisition, the company will be rebranded and become part of Authority Brands' incubator for emerging brands within the home services sector. Craig Donaldson, CEO of Authority Brands, said, "We are very impressed with the company Rob Palmer has built. They are known for superior customer service and their extensive training and knowledge." Jersey Mike's subs and customers raised $21 million to help more than 200 local charities during the company's 13th annual Month of Giving. On the day of giving, nearly 2,500 restaurants donated 100% of sales, not just profits, to local charities, including hospitals, youth organizations, food banks, and more. Caroline Jones, Senior Vice President of Jersey Mike's, said, "We were humbled to see how our customers came out in droves to support their local charities on the day of giving. It's our busiest day and we look forward to it all year. Thank you to our customers, franchise owners, team members, and charity partners for making a difference." Investment firm Lafayette Square is lending up to $50 million to Yum Brands' new and existing underrepresented franchisees. The deal is part of a new financing program called Franchise Fast Start. Wanda Williams, head of Yum Global Franchising, said, "This program is another step toward our goal of becoming the world's multi-brand franchisor of choice, which strives to create a global franchise system as diverse as the communities we serve." Lafayette Square founder Damian Dwin said, "We are excited to manage this financing program with Yum Brands. By collaborating with the world's largest restaurant company, we believe we can reach more local businesses and impact more prospective and existing franchisees across the United States. It's a compelling opportunity to expand access to capital to underserved people and communities and achieve impact at scale." Last week at a hearing before the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce, Jerry Akers, a multi-unit franchisee of Great Clips and The Joint, testified on behalf of the IFA, sharing the ongoing workforce challenges facing franchise business owners and his concerns with policies such as the PRO Act that could harm his business and employees. Akers said, "I have experienced firsthand the remarkable impact that franchise businesses can have on local economies and communities, including their ability to create jobs, develop a skilled workforce, and foster economic growth. Franchising is perhaps the most important business growth strategy in American history. The biggest threats facing franchise small businesses like mine during the economic recovery are legislative and regulatory action. There's no more significant and avoidable threat to small business job creators than the PRO Act. The PRO Act is perhaps the most anti-small business bill ever introduced in Congress. There must be a better way to advance worker rights in an even-handed way." People News and Career Moves is up next. This is the Franchise News Podcast, brought to you today by T-Source. Too many projects, short on staff, unhappy franchisees, and information security concerns? These are just a few of the areas where T-Source can assist your brand. Technology should be an asset to help you build your franchise brand and attract more franchisees, not a burden weighing you down in IT fires and outdated systems. Check out T-Source Tailored IT Solutions as your trusted strategic IT partner. T-Source can increase efficiencies, improve your customers' and franchisees' experiences, and modernize an aging IT infrastructure. Choose from fully managed IT services or pick and choose your management options, including fractional IT resources. Let T-Source handle your IT challenges so you can work on growing your franchise. Schedule a call today at tsourceit.com/franchises. Career moves this week include Mike Hancock is promoted from COO to CEO at Firehouse Subs. Shannon Truesdale Curry has been promoted to Director of Regional Operations at Goddard Systems. Tom Robertson is promoted to COO at Another Broken Egg Cafe. Empower Brands welcomes Heather Harris as President of Intelligent Office. Andy Sequin joins I9 Sports as Franchise Marketing Manager. Handyman Connection welcomes the new Director of Franchise Development, Adam Schmidt. Shannon Hennessy has been promoted to CEO of The Habit Burger Grill. Inspire Brands welcomes Kasia Thormalin as non-traditional franchising manager. Rachel Pitts joins Veteran Service Brands and G-Force as VP of Operations. Spavia International welcomes Kristen Risby as CMO and Courtney Allison as COO. Doug Spring joins Steak and Shake as Franchise Business Advisor. Unleash Brands announced Diane Sanford as their new Chief People Officer. Massage Envy announced the appointment of Eric Melsheimer as Chief Development Officer. And Lauren Wanamaker is now Chief Growth Officer at Conscious Capital Growth. Congratulations to all, and go get them. Career Moves has been brought to you by Franchise Hire. Franchise Hire is a boutique recruiting and executive search firm on a mission to make recruiting obtainable for all franchisors and demystify the complexities of working with a recruiter. They offer simple fee structures, flexible payment schedules, and guarantee period the client chooses. Franchise Hire specializes in crafting customized and creative approaches to share the brand story and secure talent that provides exponential value year after year. Learn more at franchisehire.com. Finally, in events news, the Franchise Show is back in Chicago/Rosemont, April 22nd and 23rd, and DC/Dulles, April 29th and 30th. Over 500,000 franchise business owner candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. And I'll be there podcasting live with some great industry leaders. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates at these shows or upcoming shows in places like Orlando and Miami, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. That's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.